at a church in Milwaukee's North Division neighborhood. Parishioners are learning to check air quality data and make decisions about their health. As WUWM's Lena Tran reports, the data comes from a growing network of sensors across the city's elementary schools.
It's a drizzly gray August morning, but inside Hepatha Lutheran Church on Locust and 18th, the mood is celebratory. Warm yellow light pours through stained glass windows, and kids who are part of the church's youth ministry summer program are running around. All summer, they've been learning about air quality and how it's connected to their health. Here in the 53206 zip code, residents have some of the highest rates of hospitalizations and emergency department visits related to asthma. At the church, Pastor Mary Martha Canass says,
there's numbers of families here where asthma is most likely something that runs in their family, so to speak.
In 53206, the high asthma burden is linked to poor housing conditions and more exposure to air pollution. A 2022 analysis found that Black Wisconsinites are exposed to 41% more soot pollution than the state average. That's one of the highest disparities in the country. The air quality data the church is using comes from a monitor just a couple blocks away at the Hopkins Lloyd Community School, meaning it's hyper-local and hyper-relevant. That's the idea behind the Love My Air Wisconsin program. Schools are hubs for information. This past year, Love My Air installed monitors at 15 Milwaukee elementary schools and neighborhoods with high asthma burdens. Hepatha Lutheran Church has long been a champion for health in its neighborhood, from maternal and baby health to lead poisoning prevention. So the school nurse at Hopkins Lloyd connected Love My Air with Pastor Mary Martha, says Carissa Hoyam, who leads the project.
Doing work within a group of people, we're not going to make assumptions about what's important to them or how things should work out in their community. It is vital to involve them in the work so that they have a voice in what happens in their neighborhoods.
Love My Air is all about staying active while also checking the air quality. If the air is green, which is healthy, it's a great day to be active outside, they say. If the air quality is orange, which is unhealthy for sensitive groups, it's okay to go outside for a little bit, but limit your exertion and take plenty of breaks. And if it's purple, which is unhealthy for everyone, it's a good day to play indoors. This summer, two high schoolers in the youth ministry took the lead in teaching their peers. Sky Lee Meadows is one of the Clean Air Ambassadors. She says it's easy to check the air quality on the Love My Air app. She does it every morning, just like checking the weather.
Some of the members at our church have asthma, so just them being aware of it and letting them know that's important, it's very great to have the opportunity to do that.
Pastor Mary Martha says this work is natural for her congregation.
The primary underlying reason for all of our work, as well, of course we're a faith community, is this theological understanding that every breath comes from God and that the air and the environment are gifts from God. And so we understand that we are caretakers of this beautiful creation.
With climate change expected to bring more conditions for poor air quality, Pastor Mary Martha says learning to manage that and ease people's suffering is what it looks like to take care of creation. The program is partly funded by President Joe Biden's landmark climate change bill, the Inflation Reduction Act. It's been a key talking point for Democrats on the campaign trail in this year's presidential election. Like Congresswoman Gwen Moore, who toured the Love My Air program with other public health leaders to mark the bill's second birthday.
I am in church, so I can tell the truth. Not a single Republican voted for the Inflation Reduction Act.
Afterwards, church members celebrated with nachos and cake. Sitting together are the Branch sisters, Natalie and Deanna. They've been coming here since they were kids. Now they have kids of their own. Natalie says her daughter brought home one of the mobile sensors from Love My Air. They watched how air quality changed when she was walking the dog or when in the house.
So it didn't really fluctuate that much except for inside when I do incense or when we have like smoke in the house from me cooking and not getting the food in time.
Their family is no stranger to asthma. Natalie's daughter has it, and so do Deanna and her oldest son. Deanna says they've been learning to manage their asthma together.
And now there's an app that my son can use on his phone because he has a phone now, he's 13. He can test and see like if this is a good day to be outside, bring a water bottle, make sure you bring this inhaler.
They say what they've learned about air quality hasn't changed everything they do, but it's useful information and a reminder to prioritize their health as they go about their day. Lena Tran, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.